coronavirus is real. Oh, we live? Yeah. We live already? Nigga, don't you flip that skateboard. Don't you do it. Oh, don't you do it, nigga. What's going on, y'all? This is King Spider-Man from the cast of Atlanta Hitmakers. Crave Reviews. That's the name of the show that you just tuned into. This is basically talk radio, a podcast.
Yeah.
And on this podcast, we talk about superheroes. I love superheroes. I grew up reading comic books, watching cartoons, and looking at movies and being mad that there weren't any superhero movies outside of Superman and Batman. Anytime they tried to do anything outside of that, they didn't take it seriously and it came out very bad.
Thanks.
Some of the things that did fall under this category were some of the minority characters, mm-hmm. namely the black characters.
Blacks.
Now, that doesn't make me racist, doesn't make this show about anything racist.
Or the blacks.
Last week, our inaugural episode, we discussed how we feel about black superheroes.
The blacks.
So, I wanted to continue that discussion. So, this week, we actually have 5 people at the table, including myself. I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves, starting to my left.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. It's your boy, Big Boss Freezy, back in the motherfucking Heezy once again. In this bitch right now, my boy King Spider-Man, Crave Reviews. Don't forget we get the opportunity side over to my channel, Who Really Gives a Fuck, on Anchor. Definitely doing everything from talking about your mama and your probably your issues. Tell your bitch what's up. And to the left of me
is your boy, one and only. All right. And to the left of me, yeah.
All right, man. It's your boy, Sonic here, representing A, man. Like, you know, actor, comedy guy, whatever you want to call it, meme maker. You know, I make A and B, so follow me on Instagram, Sonic the God. That's SONIKKU, the God. It's all one word. Word, if you want your music promoted, you know, hit me up. Anything you think of, I can probably
do. Yeah.
Left of me, we got.
Sup, bro? The name's Titty Scoop Hav.
Oh no!
I mainly just scoop some titties and do some flips.
Tutorial.
That sounds right. And
there's a tutorial.
It's dangerous if you got a loose titty around me.
Oh,
because it might get scooped.
Scopes.
Okay, you got a crazy cast this week. Okay, so the topic is, like I said, black superheroes. How do we feel about them? I wanted to talk about one in particular that if anyone watches the Arrowverse on the CW, they have a string of shows starring not necessarily core members of the Justice League, but just members of the DC heroic pantheon. One of these people is Mr. Terrific. In the comics, Mr. Terrific is like the third smartest guy on the planet.
Yes.
And in the comics, his name is Michael Holt. Mm-hmm. So on the show, they used his brother, Curtis Holt. Yeah. So on the show, Arrow, the show I'm talking about is Arrow. It's about the Green Arrow and his journey through what he had going on, how he spent 5 years stranded on the island, supposedly. But according to the show, you know what I'm saying, he ended up in China. Not China, but Japan and Russia. You know what I'm saying? Before he came back, met a couple people, Constantine.
Your eyes are cool. All right, Batman.
My bad. Had to, so, Mr. Terrific,
like Jesus.
On the show, Curtis Holt, he starts out, you know what I'm saying, he starts out kind of nerdy and shit, you know what I'm saying, he's still dope though, because he's an Olympic medalist, you know what I'm saying, he's a bronze medalist in the Olympic decathlon. I'm not going to pretend like I know what that is, but that's what he said on the show. If anybody want to educate me, you can, but.
You said an Olympic decathlon?
Yeah. Bronze medalists
or academics.
Like kind of like 10 different sports. Yeah,
that's like a
that's a lot, man.
That's when you do like one of those Supermans or whatever, where it's like you do running for a certain amount of distance. You got to climb. Then you got
like that biking, swimming, yeah, running.
So, bruh, he gets entangled with the Green Arrow and his team, you know what I'm saying, on some random shit. And he decides that, you know, he gets robbed one night. And he decides that, okay, I'm going to become a vigilante and try to help, you know what I'm saying, protect the city. And he becomes a hero called Mr. Terrific. Now, in the CW Arrowverse, he's not as accomplished as he is in the comics. In the comics, dropping Mr. Terrific off is like dropping off Batman. Like straight the fuck up, because like I said, he's the third smartest man. Those T-spears, he like in the show he only uses you, like he throws them and they do little things, but in the comics he can ride those.
And they actually morph, and
they do all type of shit in the comics. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to put a spotlight on him, because I was rewatching Arrow recently, and I really like him. The way they portrayed him on Arrow, he's really quirky. First of all, okay, not saying that it means anything, but he is gay. He was actually married when he was actually married when he joined Team Arrow, and Team Arrow was the reason he got divorced. You know what I'm saying? It could, and but they didn't let his sexuality override his character in the show. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They weren't trying to convert you.
So he wasn't like, I'm here to save the day.
None of that shit. On Arrow, Curtis is a man who likes men. You know what I'm saying?
You better stop. You stop right there. Stop moving.
I can't believe you wore those shoes with that outfit.
Don't do that. Don't do that no more. Stop.
Stop in the name of fashion crime.
Don't do Mr. Terrific like that, man.
That's why I'm Mr. Terrific.
Don't do it like that.
Hey, man. Mr. Terrific saved the city with one of the T-Spears from a nuclear missile.
That Superman doesn't take away from being like a fucking gangster, bro.
Superman
did it. Still sounds like he is a well-accomplished fucking animal, bro.
Superman did it and ran a train on Wonder Woman with the hobo band.
That shit's so crazy, son.
Javier, or what'd you say? Big Titty? Titty Scoop Hob.
Oh, my boy. Rotated the hands with.
Titty Scoop Hob. Okay, so you're a guest here this week.
Thank you, sir.
When it comes to superheroes, who do you fuck with?
Yo, man, I'm gonna go the anime route, because technically they're superheroes.
Yes, they are. They are heroes.
Technically.
They're lit as fuck. But,
whoa. This.
Yo, dude.
This adds another level.
Trunks was the coolest looking motherfucker when he pulled up from the future.
But you gotta go black,
though. Shit. All right, well, it's fine.
You gotta go.
I forgot to mention that. Okay.
Trunks is the greatest. Hey. He that nigga.
Trunks is a good hero. He's that great hero.
He's a Saiyan from a different planet.
That counts. He's a minority. He's a minority.
And then when they go to Earth, they're like, oh man, I run this shit, and I'm like, fucking, like, it's dope.
He is a minority.
Ooh, can't get no love.
It, like,
that does matter.
It's crazy, dude.
Super
Saiyan's man. So dope.
He's a minority because he doesn't have the same color hair as the other Trunks that he had.
Well, I guess you could say technically Saiyans are considered black.
Numakians were black.
I mean, but even like Saiyans are considered black, because you saw how Frieza called them all monkeys. So I mean,
Did you hear like Piccolo's voice?
I mean, yeah, but you know it's voiced by a white guy.
If y'all want to be technical, there is a black character. Oob. Oob is black.
Like India. I mean, like, I don't know.
That's the closest to black that we don't get.
When you said technically there is a black character, you know what I thought you were going to say?
I don't say Popo.
Because he's black. Damn, the popo
he's an alien. Black, he's a fucking alien.
But he was intended to be a black person.
Yeah, because
I know that's the crazy part.
Yeah, it is racist. Popo is
black. I mean, they did have a black guy.
Shit, we knew Kami was black from the jump too.
Kami, he's a Numakian. What the fuck? Of course, that was a race of black people. They wore African-ish clothes.
What the hell was Hercule? Because him and that damn perm. His perm got on my damn nerves.
I think Hercule was like Jewish.
Yeah, that was definitely a Jufro. That was definitely a Garfunkel.
I mean, but he did have like that Hebrew shaft and mustache.
Right.
Live from Hebrew, Hercule.
Right. Ah,
I mean, he definitely was an Israelite.
Yeah, chest hair. He was an Israelite.
I mean, but you see the shaft mustache he got? I mean, the shaft stash?
Yeah.
He had a solid porn stash, man. That shit looks thick. He had a ferret on his.
That was a Ron Jeremy stash.
He had a fellow like.
Oh, it's
a
furry. Hey, what if that determines? What if that determines your what if your facial hair determines your religion? Like, that would be very crazy.
What
your facial hair? Like, what determine your religion? Like, oh
hey,
God,
if you walk around with a fucking handlebar mustache, you're a cop.
So long.
Whoa.
Don't do
my boy. I'm offended.
A handlebar mustache?
It was thick, bro.
But
it's all good, man.
He loved his damn flame.
I was once an art.
That's when you had the stash. You had to. It was like, God damn it, that stash is perfect. He's hired.
We need him right now, goddammit.
Oh, dude, deadass, when I first moved here, I moved here when I had a handlebar mustache, like 2 years ago. And I immediately got a job at this bar. He's walking. So, yeah.
He's got a handlebar mustache.
He's
one of the guys. Are we talking about the same mustache? Are you talking about the one that curls?
The curls, yeah.
No, I was talking about the one that's just straight. Isn't that? That's the handlebar, I thought.
No. There's the curls.
Oh, the curls. Like, yeah. You definitely sell some type of cocaine.
Oh, he was a super villain.
Anytime. Right.
Stinko was a super villain.
If we're talking about those type of mustaches.
But to your defense, honestly, in Sonic the Hedgehog, when they did the like the remake with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Homeboy's got a handlebar.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does. I'm sorry.
You're not wrong.
So did that's classic murder. Robotnik though. Robotnik got the handlebar mustache.
So did everybody in Tombstone.
I'll be your Huckleberry. Fuck you. Okay. What about you, Sonic? Okay. Who is the top minority superhero for you?
Black.
Black, right?
Yeah, black. Black superhero.
So you want to say black? Well, technically, Sonic does kind of count as black. I'm gonna explain.
No, okay, Sonic is an animal. He doesn't count.
He's a hedgehog.
He's a hedgehog. Sonic is an animal. He's an animal, bro.
He said he's a hedgehog.
He's an animal. His name is literally Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, but
it says it on your apparel. Yeah.
I go about black. So basically, when we go to like Marvel and DC, right? A human.
Nobody really talks about Mr. Popo.
Okay.
You know that was blackface. It was really white, like Chow Su.
Oh damn, that is kind of messed up. Yeah, but that is kind of
Chow Su.
Nah, but like black, you know, the John Stewart Green Lantern. Like that's the one that I really fuck with. I'm gonna go with black. Yeah, I fuck with.
Yeah, remember, you can dive in the end of this pool. He made this pool bass with anime. I'm finna fuck him. I'm sorry. All right,
don't bother with the anime. Just leave it.
Deshaun?
Me? Honestly, I want to talk about two. First, I would like to say the Blue Marvel. And I was talking about him earlier. And also how he is the so-called, one of the contenders of the Marvel Universe, a Superman. He's considered a Superman of the Marvel Universe. And I kind of like how they depict kind of this black man as a Superman of the Marvel Universe. You know, Superman's always been the strongest, but we black, baby. We better. That's better. Look at that skin. He coming to save the day. That chocolate skin coming to save the day. Hey, ain't nothing scary about that.
Boss Frank?
I'm going to personally have to go off the beaten path, and I'm going to have to take it to my boy, the one, the only, Eddie Gordo.
Who? Eddie fucking Gordo.
Not Frankie.
Oh, okay, that don't count. All right. If we're going to do black superheroes, I'm going to say Toguro. Can I do Toguro? From Yu Yu Hakusho.
I mean, he ain't black.
I said you could do Valzai.
Nah, he just got swollen as shit.
Nah, he ain't black.
He could just control his muscles.
Like this, I'm talking about a superhero that you really like. This is your favorite black superhero, bro.
My favorite. I mean, but see, that's the thing. I'm not whitewashed, but I'm whitewashed. So it's like, unfortunately, the only black superhero that I would say would kind of be my favorite that I can take off of any type of top of the head notability is gonna be Blade. Like, hands down, bro. I mean, you got a guy who's walking around New York City putting foot to ass. Like, it's like you wonder about people, like, what happened when you meet the end. But it's like there's nothing but foot to ass for him. Like, he's coming to town. You don't care how many vampires it is. I don't know if niggas remember the ending of Blade 1, but my mans was like, yo. Oh, y'all always want to come up here try to ice skate like like my man was talking shit like with a sword in his back. Yeah, so Blade, and then what's my man's name again? Yoba, what's his name?
Malik Yoba.
Yeah, Malik Yoba. Yeah, I'm trying. I feel like he might have the chops to beat West. I don't know if he have
for
the
what
moves.
Blaze.
Yeah.
No, they already got Blade.
It's legal.
No, Mahershala Ali.
God damn it! That's what I'm talking about. Who's Malik?
Malik Yoba is from New York Undercover. Okay, my bad.
Yo, shout out
Malik
to Malik
Yoba.
Sorry.
Is from Why Did I Get Married?
Oh yeah, no, not that thing. We talking about what's his name, my boy. What you said his name?
Mahershala
was.
Ali.
Mahershala Ali.
He was on the Luke Cage series as Cottonmouth.
He definitely was.
He killed it. I was so upset.
And
for the Luke Cage series.
Moonlight.
Man, I wish I saw more of these.
Mahershala Ali. What's that? What was that other movie? He was like some crazy shit.
Man, that nigga done been in a lot of shit, bro.
Like a few things, but I feel like for sure for him to play Blade in this day and era, I feel like he had the look and the chops to outdo Wesley Snipes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, I'm not saying Wesley can't act now. You know what I'm saying? This
but
Wesley.
Wesley, like, he could still do it if they did an older Blade. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They would have to de-age him. Because if Marvel does Blade, they're going to start from the beginning. They're not going to jump into Blade. Yeah. They got to show you where he came from.
Yeah, this is true.
Especially with somebody like Mahershala Ali. Considering if they were using Wesley Snipes, it would just be too much they would have to do.
And I'm also, and you know what though? And then I, like, you know, can I do a double bubble? If I had to put something above Blade, because, you know, it really just came to light, because I just thought about it. But my boy, what's his name again? Jamie Foxx, Spawn.
You mean Michael J. White?
Michael J. White.
Michael J. White.
No. Jamie Foxx is supposed to be playing Spawn in a new movie.
And this is the Todd McFarlane directed movie. We're talking about the Snyder Cut level event. Todd McFarlane's actually doing this movie.
Okay. I don't know how Jamie Foxx will act. Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, Jamie Foxx was fucking shit up in Miami Vice a little bit.
Bruh. It's not only that. It's just the fact that when he played as Electro in Amazing Spider-Man 2, he kind of played that well.
I mean,
he kind of played his villain well.
Have you guys seen Project Power yet?
Hell yeah.
Bro. That was slap.
Like, dude. Yo, him as a superhero would be very fucking dope. Like, he's
You heard that shit, man. But you see what I'm saying about that? That outlet, that light, that's what it's coming from for that reason. But yeah, man, for the most part, where's that coming from? Oh, there's somebody going the fuck off. It sounds like somebody's TV is on. But yeah, we got. Sorry, y'all. Our setup is still in the beginning stages. We probably got sounds in the background. You probably hear all type of shit. But, you know, podcasts are all about the conversation.
Yeah.
So, another black superhero I wanted to talk about is a member of the X-Men.
Storm.
Yeah, everybody's
like,
Storm.
Yeah, Storm. I don't want to shit on Storm, but
how do y'all think? What do y'all think about how Storm has been treated in the X-Men movies, bro? Because I have an opinion about in all of the X-Men movies. Every time Storm shows up, bro, she kind of gets like they water her down. Right. She had a good scene in X2. When they went to get Nightcrawler, they were in the X jet, right. And she made all those tornadoes come. Right. That was good. In Days of Future Past against the Sentinels, she died in a cool ass way. Like Storm went out hard. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't just finna take her down. You feel what I'm saying? But I still feel like they didn't do what they were supposed to do with Storm.
Right.
Like because with Days of Future Past, that shit was kind of like a bookend. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, already?
I mean,
you gotta realize
it's too many people for them to try to cover at one time. So they're gonna kill off people quick. So for the most part, when you got people like Storm, that's again to me personally. Yeah, that's like a possibility to be OP. She's not going to get a lot of screen time.
She can control. She basically like the government. She can control the weather. So it's like, how can you stop that?
I mean, you can't really.
I mean,
I ain't gonna lie though. In the first X-Men movie, they was getting they ass handed to them.
Yeah, because like she should be like, let's
Liberty scene. Like, they was whooping their ass.
Yeah, she'd be like, I can meet you outside. So shoot, like you already lost.
Frogman was whooping on her ass. If he ain't never had to,
that's not Frogman.
Yeah,
that was Toad.
Yeah, if Toad ain't never had to grab on to that motherfucking box,
and that was some bullshit because Toad is nowhere near on the level
of compatibility.
Even without her, listen, bruh. Even without her powers, bro, Storm would whoop Toad's ass.
Yeah,
I don't know. No, that's not all. That's not all he has. He's strong. I mean, his legs are strong. Toad will kick you through a wall. Like, for real. But you think it's a game.
He will kick you through a wall, bro. Holly Berry's ass to her on a silver platter. Yeah. Like, hey, come here, Holly. Here you go. Here's your ass.
But my thing was, you know, even though she won that fight, she won that shit so weak. And her line, do you know what happens to Toads when it's struck by lightning? No, bitch. The same thing. It happens to everything else.
Shut
the
fuck.
Who wrote that shit?
Realistically, you can't. It's too hard. It's too hard to make a real life superhero movie.
No, it's not.
It is.
Because Marvel Studios proved that it is.
No. That's not
what I'm saying. Proved that it is.
That's really not what I'm saying. Realistically, in movies like that, Avengers and stuff, they're going to show you what you want to see. However, in the real world, Thor would probably smash your head through your ass.
I mean,
if that hammer was to hit you.
Right.
If Mjolnir came across your shit, all of this is gone. Right.
But you gotta think about it. Okay, when you watch these movies.
Realistically, if Captain America
Thor hit with that hammer?
Yeah.
But none of them have been human. But that's what I'm saying. In real life, if this was 2020 Atlanta, or not even just if this was 2020 Trump's America.
But you're not
Thor's hammer at you. What do you think gonna happen?
Of course. Yeah. But what I'm trying to convey to you is
that's why Storm was weak.
They've never done that with Thor. They've never had him hit a human with his
hammer. No, but that's what I'm saying though. That's why Storm's character wasn't ever developed into anything. Because in real life, if you want to develop a character and then make them kind of fit into the real scenario feel of the movie, they went by landslide. I.e. the way Infinity War went. Like, at no point in time did them niggas really have to go that route. They really could have just legitimately severed his hand. Thor could have really aimed for the head the first fucking time. You know,
yeah, they
saying?
Made mistakes. They made mistakes.
People make mistakes, but
that's the realism of the Marvel movies. They made mistakes. Yeah. And if you go on Facebook, you'll find memes where it'll have a meme of Thor. We could have beat Thanos, but I chose vengeance. You know what I'm saying? Instead of something else. No, I can't remember what it was. But it had one of Tony Stark. We could have beat Thanos, but I rushed us into a fight that we weren't prepared for. Then it had Star-Lord. We could have beat Thanos, but I let my anger overshadow my judgment. You know what I'm saying? Scarlet Witch. We could have beat Thanos, but I let my love overshadow my judgment. You feel what I'm saying?
That was right, but that was
because she could have one-on-one Thanos
whole time though.
The whole time,
right. Doctor Strange could have legit sling ringed his arm into another place.
That's what I was thinking too, right?
He could have been but it's gone.
Think about this.
Party trick.
14.6 billion. Think about that number.
And he saw all those possibilities, all at those least 100,
and only saw one where they went.
But that's for the movie.
So
in real life, he was like, "Hey, Spider-Man, why don't you just like web him in the eyes?"
Okay. So you're trying to take a piece of it and apply real life to it. You can't just take a piece of it because you got the time.
In real life,
stone,
man,
bro.
None of this shit would have happened,
bro.
Okay,
that is not the premise. That's not what we're talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah, we talking about black superheroes. Anyway, that's another thing.
No.
We get too far off topic.
No, but I'm finna get this out, nigga. You finna hear this shit, nigga. You taking a piece of it and applying reality to it without applying reality to the rest of it. You feel what I'm saying? Doctor Strange looked into 14 billion
different
possibilities. Don't you think that a few of them had him use his sling ring to do something with his hand?
Don't you think
that you don't think
the movie and untheatrically? I mean, realistically, for the sake of the movie, it had to be theatrical. For the sake of reality, the nigga Ben saw the way to do it. And they wouldn't have wished nobody back in this big-ass battle so we could see everybody we've been waiting to see.
But clearly, that was
no,
the
they
way.
Didn't. Dog barrels. They didn't do that. They didn't do none of that. They was like, yo, we need to draw this out. So he only gonna see one possibility in a million. And really, in reality, the nigga probably saw a way to do it. Like,
bruh,
I can just sling ring his arm somewhere and then sling ring myself somewhere.
But that shit gotta make sense.
And get it. It does make sense, nigga. It's a movie. If it's a movie,
that's the problem.
Who wants
you
to
have to suspend your belief? It's a movie. That's not what we're talking about. We know it's a movie. We're talking about the world within the movie.
In reality,
we know it's
the world. The world within the movie.
We're talking about the world within the movie, bro. We already know.
But
we talking.
It's like you can't talk about the world within the movie if they're not gonna make it a reality.
No, you can't talk about a world within the movie if you don't suspend your disbelief. What it takes to watch a movie.
You're a movie guy, bro.
But
that's what makes it unreality. Like fucking.
It's not supposed to be reality. It's a movie. That's why
it's
you
fantasy.
Suspend your disbelief. Fantasy. Keyword. Yeah. Bruh, that's what I'm
in
saying.
In reality, that nigga saw a real way to do it. In fantasy, they had to draw the fucking movie out.
They was like, hey, we gotta draw this out, y'all.
These niggas pay $23 for these tickets, and they need to sit here for 2 hours.
So you're telling me it doesn't make sense that he looked into all those possible futures and seen a future where he did that and still lost?
No. Because, I mean...
That's what I'm saying, bro. It has to make sense.
It does make sense. And you know why it does make sense?
No, it doesn't.
This is why it makes sense.
Why?
When the Hulk went back in time to try to steal the stone, the Ancient One told him that if a stone is missing out of this shit, then it throws off the whole timeline. Thanos destroyed the fucking stones.
Yeah, but that was in a regular timeline. That was in the continuity.
It didn't throw off nothing.
By the time they realized they had to go back into time
when the stones
that
got
already
back
happened. That already happened, bro. That was already that was continuing continuity, bro. She was talking about if you leave your present day and go back in time and take a stone, then it's going to turn out differently.
But the stones still have to be in existence.
They don't have to be anymore because
that stone wouldn't
be
in existence in that timeline.
They are in existence. Matter can't be destroyed nor created. He said he reduced the stones to atoms.
They are in existence.
They're in existence.
Okay. Yes.
Well, okay. I accept that. I accept.
He didn't say he destroyed them. He said, well, he said he destroyed them, but reduced to atom. To that shit. You know what I'm saying? You can only suspend your disbelief for our world and just hope that they don't go too far. You feel what I'm saying? Because there are things that go too far. Like, there's a character out there named Snowflame. This nigga snort cocaine and he gets superpowers.
What the fuck?
Snowflame. Crazy. That's a dope name.
Yeah, but that's some
Pablo Escobar's.
Who got the snow?
It's another villain named the Ten-Eyed Man. He has eyes on each of his fingertips.
What the fuck?
For what?
I don't know.
Those are called birth defects. This is a mutate, nigga. This is a birth defect.
But and like in real life, bro, you wouldn't want super strength. Some
peeping Tom vibe.
You fuck around and break your shit. You'll be strong as fuck, but if you don't have everything else that goes with along with super strength, because some of those characters in the comic books have only super strength. You know what I'm saying? And the rest of their body is strong too. You know what I'm saying? But they still when they list their powers, they be like super strength.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, but you need endurance, you need stamina, you need fucking, you need what's
essentially constitution? Luke Cage is just super strength.
But Luke Cage has impenetrable skin. He has super strength. You know what I'm saying? All of his organ tissue is impenetrable.
Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like
my boy was tested on.
He was saying how in Indian.
Jessica Jones shot this nigga with a shotgun in the chin. Yeah. A shotgun point blank in the chin, bro. It just knocked him out for a little while. But he was he probably would have died though. He probably, because he doesn't he has a healing factor, but it's not like that.
It's not but, Wolverine shit.
Claire, the girl who was known in Marvel as the Night Nurse, she had to stick a needle behind his eyeball. Ooh. To drain the fluid off of his brain.
Ah, damn. See, those are one of those kind of like in between like a human, but you know, it's superhuman. It's type really thing. Like,
but she, you know what I'm saying? She's just like a nurse.
All the best qualities.
It's really
but that, but she knew she couldn't go through his skin. Couldn't, you know what I'm saying? His shit's impenetrable. She had to go through it, through his organs and shit. You just can't. You know what I mean?
So that's a good and a bad, because it's like if you get something internal, you kind of fucked.
You kind of dang.
like
fuck, I should have had that Indian food, man. I was dead already.
Does Hancock count? Because I really don't know what
dude. Hancock is.
I feel like
he should count. I don't know. I don't remember
a comic for him.
Yeah, he had a comic. I just don't remember whether or not he was black.
Damn,
Big Willie style. Is that what that is? And we still don't got an Oscar for this nigga yet. They can't just put one. They can't just make one with his name on it. Just give him to a backstage. Like, we ain't gonna tell nobody. We just gonna get.
we ain't gonna tell nobody else about this.
But you here, you earned this for making Hancock and all the rest. Of the
you know what? Blue Marvel kind of reminds me of Hancock,
just with the symbol on his chest.
I'm he kind of does.
But Blue Marvel was a beast. That nigga, he was there for everything.
So why do you think he don't get a lot of tick?
And because they just made him up. So Blue Marvel is a newly created character.
How new?
But within the past,
he first appeared in 2008.
Oh, so he's like
2008. Okay, that's
like, yeah. So, but like within the continuity of the universe, he was there the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Him and his enemy had such a big fight, and it destroyed some shit, and they had to go. I think the enemy went into like some type of hibernation, and Blue Marvel went into hide or some shit, or just went off by itself.
He's like, I'm a superhero. So how do you right? Like, I'll just the continuity of this.
Because he was so powerful. You know what I'm saying?
Could nobody be around? I wonder what happens at night when he gets lonely. Because I feel like if you're a superhero, that doesn't mean you can't, you know, replicate. And they do have children.
I don't know, because, you know, like, some of these comics.
Son of Batman.
Some of these comics, they have it, like, to where it's, like, superhumans and, like, humans, they can't have children because either the semen's bad or that shit might kill them or something.
Oh, dude, like, you know, have you guys seen The Boys?
Yeah.
Kind of like in that.
Dude, yeah, that was pretty straight.
Yo, dude, that's coming out again in, like, 3 weeks.
Yep. Season 2.
That's how you know shit like that is going to be good. It takes so
long. Y'all want to hear an interesting story about Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Which one?
Concerning what he just said about the semen. They had a story where Spider-Man got Mary Jane pregnant, and his semen gave her cancer, and she died.
Damn! See?
Give her that filthy Spider-Man.
That's fucked up. It would have been worse if she would have just had, like, got impregnated with a whole bunch of little spiders, and they, like, burst out of the
What if a bunch of spiders were just burrowing into her, and that's what killed her? But they said cancer.
Huh. Jesus.
Deep.
Are you a goofy goober?
Speaking of Spider-Man, what do y'all think about the black Spider-Man, Miles Morales? He's not actually black. He's actually black and Hispanic.
I was just going to say, yeah, I think he's
Dale, pues.
I think he's Latino.
Yes. What y'all think about him?
Yeah. I think he brings a little flavor.
Yeah. Bring the little
flavor. A little salsa. A little flavor.
Love it. We love Miles Morales, man.
Yeah.
And also, he is not the only one, because there is a what is his name? I don't know what he is,
retro,
but
ones, huh?
He's the punk rock, the punk rock Spider-Man.
Oh yeah,
yes, he's actually
talking about the Enter the Spider-Verse, right? That Spider-Man.
Yeah. No, the punk rock Spider-Man. I know what he's talking about. They had an event called Spider Island where, you know, it was Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
It was Spider-Verse where they introduced all those different Spider-Man from across the multiverse, and Spider-Punk is who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He got a mohawk. He wear a jean vest.
Yeah.
That shit.
He got a black suit.
He got spikes.
But it's the fact that Miles Morales got the shine. And, you know, I kind of appreciate it. You know, seeing a young black man.
While we're talking about blacks, let's be realistic. Does the black suit make the character look?
Black is always sexy. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but they always do that.
Like, not for my.
It is. Yeah.
Hey, he said no. Hey, yeah.
No, I said yeah. No, but I was agreeing. Saying that the black, just like you said, anything black, it makes it look good. Let's see, Spider-Man, shoot, even Superman, what was the universe called?
I know which one you're talking about.
He was in the black suit. I mean, what was that? I forgot the universe, but it was Superman had, like, all black
suit. That was Superman's death when he died, and he had to be, he came back.
He just wore the black suit on there?
Yeah, it was because he was, it was Superman's doomsday, actually. He came back, and I think Lex Luthor created a clone of him, and he had to fight off that clone, but, you know.
I always thought his clone was, what's that super?
You mean Bizarro?
Bizarro,
yeah.
Well, that's like a Bizarro verse or something. Like,
kind of like a fucked up parallel world.
Yeah,
right, and then that would be, like, you know.
I wonder what's going on in that world.
Well, everything is kind of like the opposite of that world.
So it says Superman saving you.
Yeah.
He rapes you.
Jesus, that would be a terrible.
That's how you use superpowers.
Who's gonna lock him up after that?
And then you use your telepathy, and she'd be like, "Okay, I like it."
Bro, I know you do. He just fucking Epstein's people.
You know what though? It's not a lot of black superheroes that get a lot of tick.
Yes, because it's a lot out there that we haven't even touched on.
I know, but it was actually a black surreal. It was kind of like before Static Shock. Spider-Man, we are around the same age. But you remember the Super Friends?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
that came out back in like '70s or something.
They had the Black Vulcan.
Yeah. Not Black Vulcan. Was that what he called it?
What he was called.
Oh, that was called. Now, yeah, because
he was supposed to be Black Lightning.
Yeah.
Mm. But they couldn't get the rights to use Black Lightning. Yeah. So they made him Black Vulcan. They had to create a character.
Yeah, because he was like the Static Shock before Static Shock. Yeah, because he had like the lightning powers and he was black.
I guess.
No, I mean, I mean, if we are.
Because that shit came out in the 60s.
If he's a color.
No, I mean, like, if we are talking about the same person, but he actually had the same powers as Static Shock would have said.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's Black Wolf. Black Vulcan. Because they couldn't use Black Lightning. That shot wasn't created until the 90s.
Oh, yeah, of course.
With Milestone Comics.
Yeah, that was the reason why I said before Static Shock, but he had powers of lightning.
Yeah.
What about my boy Valzai? The Earth 2 all black Superman. Little black Superman.
Yeah, he's the president.
And the president. Look at that. Obama ain't got shit on him.
I feel like that's overkill.
Look, they literally created him because of Obama.
Right. Obama had to be Superman, yes.
Black one.
He can't just be the president, he has to save the world.
They did that on purpose. Just like they made Nick Fury look like Samuel L. Jackson on purpose.
That worked out.
They didn't just cast Avengers Samuel cartoon. L. Jackson for that. They actually created him to look like Samuel L. Jackson.
What if Goku was actually
I told you, Sans are black.
Hey, low-key.
Goku will look wrong.
But they did have their Goku black, so does that still kind of count as black? I mean, I'm just saying.
His dad was like Matt Brown.
He was.
Braddock.
You talking about Bardock?
Yeah, he was. Brown as fuck. He looked like he's in a sunny area.
Yeah, Bardock was kind of.
My man's on the equator.
Riot Javelin! Let's talk about some other black superheroes. What y'all know about Misty Knight? I know that Luke Cage fucked her too. Fucked the shit out of Misty Knight off the rip. Episode
she
one.
Looked like, she looked like Luke Cage. The Misty from fucking the real porn. I think she does.
MC Hammer used to be a superhero.
MC Hammer had a whole cartoon. I used to love that cartoon.
Hammerman.
It was called Hammerman.
His shoes
used to talk. He had magic shoes, bro.
And then he turns into Hammerman.
Then it's Hammer time.
It's
Hammer time. Turn into Hammerman with the
parachute. And he'll literally be cranking the dance.
I love that shit, bro. Hammerman.
He does kind of count as a hero, right?
Yes, he does. Hammerman counts.
What about
the Harlem? The Globe Charter, they do kind of count as heroes.
But focusing on ones more mainstream.
Mainstream. Okay, damn. Yeah, but I was saying, like, you know, I think that they don't show as superheroes, and they was all black.
Who was that? Who was that? Baby, forget who I was talking about.
My bad, man.
Jesus. Misty Knight. Yeah, what y'all? You don't want to know about anything about Misty Knight?
Okay.
I know she has a robot.
Yo, who's Misty Knight?
So
she's a porn star.
Misty Knight in gaping hole.
Gaping holes. Big booty duty.
She's a police officer. She works with Luke Cage. She was actually a part of Heroes for Hire at one point. Her and another hero named Colleen Wing formed a group called the Daughters of the Dragon. She lost her arm. I can't remember how it happened in the comics, but on the Defenders, she got her arm cut off by a member of the Hand.
Oh, wow.
Bruh.
What you watching there, bro?
Yeah, what you finna watch, bro? What you finna watch? Come on, man. Share it with the class now. I'm saying, bro.
We're talking about Misty
like
Black.
We all the way in the middle of a podcast.
And then I saw him have X videos loaded up on his phone with him.
That's crazy.
Look, no, Sonic has earned this one. Sonic cool ass sitting here with these goddamn glasses on. He's not neon green glasses. They got the lifeline going through them. We know he alive because that bitch beeping.
And
oh shit.
So,
and what about Cloak?
I forgot about Cloak. What you know about Cloak, son?
I'm going to be honest, I haven't even heard of him before, so I mean, please enlighten me on who that is.
So, you ever heard of Cloak and Dagger? Not the saying, the heroes, Cloak and Dagger.
It sounds familiar, so I think I'm something.
So, Cloak and Dagger is a black dude and a white girl. They were homeless on the street, and they had an accident, gained powers. Cloak got powers like over the Dark Force, where he can travel through the Dark Force dimension and use Dark Force energy. Dagger got powers like light powers, basically the opposite. You know what I'm saying? And she can make light daggers. She can feed Cloak. You know what I'm saying? She can feed off the life energy. She can heal you. You know what I'm saying? But they were still kids, so they were just on the streets. You know what I'm saying? They ran afoul of Spider-Man a couple times. Spider-Man thought they were criminals.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they eventually just became heroes. They have a whole show about them on Hulu, Cloak and Dagger. You should watch it. It's good too. It's pretty good.
Hell yeah! I'm gonna
see
that shit.
How about
forget about Cyborg?
Ah, very true.
Yeah,
we can't forget about Cyborg.
Cyborg, booyah!
From
Jesus. So Teen Titans, then he worked his way up to Justice League. That was really like the only like Teen Titan that actually got to be on with Justice League. I mean, along with Raven. I mean,
Dick Grayson. Dick Grayson? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. I thought
him,
he was
Wally West, Wonder Girl. Eventually, they all worked their way to the Justice League.
Wally West.
Yes.
That's Wally. Interesting. How old were you when you heard of Flash, Wally West?
It depends.
Well, no. Let's not even say Wally West. How old were you when you heard of the Flash? The Flash, just period.
Just the Flash.
Just the Flash.
Okay. Probably in my early preteens.
I second that.
Damn, but like I found out about the Flash when I was a kid, because when the what's that show? The Super Friends used to come on and shit. Mm-hmm. Like that's how I knew about the Flash. I had been like 7.
I knew, I'm gonna say probably around when I was like 8 or 9, because my dad was in the comic books.
So as far as you knew, when you heard about the Flash, what was his real name? Now don't go off of what you know now, go off of what you knew then.
What I knew then was it wasn't Wally West. What was his name? When I first heard of the Flash, it was what the fuck, it started with a B.
I know. Yeah, because when I found out, it was Barry.
Yeah.
Barry, because I found him out as Barry.
Barry Allen.
Barry Allen?
Barry Allen.
Yeah. You said Barry Gordon. Was it Barry?
No, it was Jay Garrett.
For some reason, I was thinking about
Jay
Gordon.
Jay Garrett, that's his name. That's Barry. The dude with the metal hat, with the wings on it. Yeah, Jay Garrett.
It was Jay Garrett?
Yeah.
Jay Garrett.
And then it was, we just said his name.
Barry Allen.
Barry Allen.
Barry, yeah.
See, when I first know it was Jay Garrett when I had it. It was originally, the 10 foot had it.
Okay.
Long wrist. You know what I'm saying? But after that, it was Barry Allen.
It was Barry for you first?
Yeah, it was Barry Allen for me, man. I think I was like probably preteen, like 11, 12.
Yes. So I said that I was wondering, because this is what I know about the Flash. All of us in here are pretty young, or young enough to have never, like, when we were young enough to start to be reading comics and shit, have never actually read a comic where Barry Allen was the Flash, unless, you know what I'm saying, unless you've been reading comics recently. Because Barry Allen died in the 80s.
Yes.
While
he was running from death.
Wally West was the Flash for 20 years.
Yes. That's crazy.
He didn't. Barry Allen didn't come back to be in the Flash until the 2000s.
Yeah, that's probably when I when I found out about him.
Okay.
Yeah, 2011, I feel like, when I started watching. No, 2001.
It's a story
they
called...
They had, like, a WB show, didn't they?
CW. Yeah, it's still on. It's still on.
That shit's still rocking.
Okay. Still... Okay, okay. So you started with that.
Yeah.
In that era. Okay. So it's a little different.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But, because what happened was, back in the day, they had an event called Crisis on Infinite Earths, where Barry Allen died saving the multiverse. He was running, and he ran until he faded into nothing, but it saved the multiverse. You know what I'm saying? Then they had an event called Flash, not Flash Rebirth, but
Flashpoint Paradox.
No, not Flashpoint.
Paradox.
Might be mistaken. Infinite Crisis.
Infinite Crisis is when the Anti-Monitor was killing off the Earths.
No, that was Crisis on Infinite Earths. Infinite Crisis is when Barry Allen came back. Let me see. Let me make sure I can look it up.
Look it up.
Because DC used to do
Michael.
And just another interesting fact about DC, they used to do a crisis every couple years.
Can I do a side?
Go ahead,
sidebar. Can I sidebar? For everybody that has Google phones and or any type of Android device, there's a dope ass Spider-Man game on there, and it's kind of like Temple Run, but it's not. And it's exactly it's damn near the Spider-Verse. You beating everybody and all the villains from the different universes, but you using a different Spider-Man too. That's how I got on to all the different Spider-Man.
Yeah, Infinite Crisis came out in 2005.
They got a cosmic Spider-Man on there. That nigga cold.
Yo, that new one that just got released, I guess like a couple years ago or a year ago, that Spider-Man game, PS4.
Yeah, yeah.
I had one of my homies do the bodysuit and did all the flips for that.
That's right.
Yeah, I used to train with him back home.
That's super.
Ross Constam, shout out. Powerful young Ross.
Yep, it was exactly Bob 20 Ross? Years. So from from the Crisis on Infinite Earths until Infinite Crisis, Barry Allen was running from death from 1985 to 2005.
Ah. Okay, I remember that.
That nigga was running.
Damn.
No, so, y'all got to see, what was that movie again? The Apocalypse movie.
What? Talking about Age of Apocalypse, X-Men?
Justice League Dark Apocalypse War
is unlike any movie Flash you have ever seen your entire life.
Gee, this nigga Flash was powering the whole planet. That nigga damn near like he looked like a junkie. They took him off the wheel, then was like, you can stop now, you can stop running. The nigga was still jitting like
to the max, like,
I gotta keep going. Like, no, you don't. Like, he was fucked up, bro. He was off that shit. They was giving him coke. They
tweaking.
It was like, hey, take some more of this. He's like,
all right. What was that? Yo. What was that episode of Snowfall where they made him keep snorting coke for days?
Dude,
I think I'm just going, Johnny.
Read.
So what y'all? What did? My bad. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna follow up with and the boys, because one of the things I like about that A-Train. Whole series, A-Train, dude, yeah. He's such a fucking dude. He's such a dope character, man.
But he's a dumbass.
Yeah, of course, but that's what makes him so dope. Because he's like, he has like qualities. It's like, oh, I don't gotta.
I just want to say that Umbrella Academy stereotype as a black woman, because in one universe she was having relationship problems and she couldn't see a kid. In the other universe, she was still having marital problems. Like, black women can't keep him. But on the other hand, her sister was just fucking everyone. Fucked the guy in one verse, she fucked the woman in another one. Like, hey, you know, double dip.
Doritos.
She was fucking on everybody. And yo, shout out to, you know what? Another black superhero, even if the rumor, that bitch cold. If you ain't seen Umbrella Academy, make sure you go see it. Shout out to him. Make sure you get your account right. Make sure you get your password. Umbrella Academy.
Let me get the account. You know, I mean, like, you know, I'm just asking.
You got the channel.
I mean, I just don't feel like paying like $7.99.
Don't we all?
Jesus.
You guys have dropped the hashtag, like, hashtag.
Hashtag give Sonic the account.
I'm just saying. Oh, yeah, what I was about to say about A-Train, though, Home is an idiot. He has the same power set as the Flash, and he actually runs through somebody.
And like, that's what I,
why the like, fuck dude, would you do that? Because in the real world, the Flash probably fucked up before.
No,
he's like that.
No,
but he's only human. No.
Listen, like that's what I like about the Boys universe. It's like it's like,
real.
It's like yeah, it shows they like throw humans.
If you had all the powers, you're gonna
like a nigga trip. Think about the world. You know what I mean?
Oh, girl, rape dude. Now with the Boys. I get what y'all are saying, how it's more real. But this is the thing about the Boys. The thing about it is they gave superpowers to all of the assholes on Earth.
Yeah.
That's their gimmick. You feel what I'm saying? Not to call it the gimmick. I feel like power makes you an asshole sometimes. In a negative light. But that's what you go to the Boys for. To see these anti-versions of our favorite superheroes as jerks and people who
Watchmen.
Are completely incompetent.
Watchmen.
Now, Watchmen is the closest thing to our reality.
Because they was they was responsible to an extent, but at the same time, they was fucking up.
And nobody had superpowers, except for Dr. Manhattan, and that was a freak accident.
Everybody was just whooping on that. It was really like Kick-Ass.
Oh, dude.
Kick ass has power, that nerve damage he got, it makes him not be able to feel pain and shit. That's why he calls himself kick ass, because he can just keep fighting.
But that's not a power. That's really a deficiency.
That's what he said.
No, dude, when you pinch a nerve,
sound like a disability.
When you pinch a nerve and you don't do anything about it, you lose feeling. That's normal. That's crazy that he can like.
Hold on,
let me make sure
I'm accurate with that.
That shit's crazy. Can you imagine that? You're like, fuck it.
It's people like that in the world.
Start slapping your arm around.
It's like, literally people like that in the world. No cap. They used to have that. They used to have stories like that.
Yes,
where people have, because that's really
it's
like
a disease. Yeah, yeah, where you literally can't feel pain.
But when that's kids crazy. Have it, they fuck.
Or play
okay, he has.
Yo, there's. It's funny because there's like a statistic on gingers because they're like, they can't feel pain as much because like they lack something. It's like a deficiency in
their skin.
It's crazy. That's yeah, crazy. So they can't. So that's why they last longer in colder water and some old bullshit, and they always get the
fucking
yeah.
gingers.
But they also turn like
just like
the
Canadians.
Canadians
with
fucking Canadians.
His abilities are: he has 85% insensitivity to pain, hand to hand combating, baton swinging, and flailing.
Flailing. That means he's just swinging arms and legs. He ain't on shit. Here's an interesting fact.
Kick-Ass is from Marvel.
Really? Oh.
Published by Marvel Comics under the company's imprint Icon Comics and by Image Comics.
Image. Kick-Ass! That's what it... I mean, when the script's already written, why not?
Oh, yeah. It's like, speaking of scripts written, it's like Akira. Homeboy, when he made that movie, he made it. He didn't even finish the whole comic, but it was based on the comic. But because he like did both the manga and the movie, he just kind of filled in the rest later, which is kind of crazy.
But that movie was definitely historic. If you haven't seen that or Ninja Scroll, you don't
crazy.
Know
I say, have you
speaking to the mic?
Yeah, you know what's real good? Crazy, like. That movie was actually supposed to be set around like this time. Like,
yeah, what?
Time, like that's the crazy part.
Shout out Kanye West.
What Kanye West got to do with it?
Faster, the Faster video was the exact ending to Akira.
Yeah, he took that from one of the scenes.
So before we go,
Stronger.
Oh yeah, Stronger.
Stronger by Kanye West. Yeah, he took that whole. I mean, he was highly influenced with Akira.
Right, we got more in luck.
So, in conclusion, how do we feel about black superheroes in superhero media? How are they being portrayed? I like them.
I enjoy them.
Are you enjoying them?
They're not getting enough.
Not getting enough?
Yes, I enjoy them.
I don't think there are enough.
They're not enough. Plus, We need some that's made from scratch, like not an alternate universe. So, you know, just so they can be their own person.
That's wrong. Okay. Well, maybe we can talk about that next time. Next time on Crate Reviews.
How many seconds we got, nigga?
Crave reviews. Crave reviews.